Well, God bless you all, and as you can see, I was caught in the rain today, totally and utterly, but it was great what you were sharing, actually, Bambi. You know, when we have fear in work today, you know, everybody heard about the weather this coming, and four-scale winds, and all the schools are shut tomorrow, all the bin men aren't working, and the world, you know, the whole of the Bristol area is coming to a standstill. And it's hilarious, actually, because the weathermen make these predictions and they're never right, never ever. But all the girls could talk about was the weather and getting real fearful, you know. And I got a great opportunity today to share about Job. And, you know, this one guy that really reverenced God but had so much fear in his life. And no matter which way he turned, he would be concerned about his house or his family or his animals. And, you know, and gradually it left a door open for the adversary to come in and take everything from him. But the greatness of God was that God blessed him back with more than he originally started with. And that just shows us that the heart of our God, and that as we look to him in every situation, that we start to learn that fear is false evidence appearing real. I used to be afraid of the dark when I was a little girl, and my nan used to say to me, "Kim, there's nothing there at night that isn't there in the day." And it used to comfort me, because you can actually see what's going on in the daytime. You can see what's around you, and, you know, little squeaky noises don't really have any impact on you whatsoever. But at night, it's a completely different story. And it just shows you how we can walk by that spirit, or how we walk by our senses. Because if you allow your mind to not, if you're not in control of your mind and you allow your mind to go out of those boundaries, when you're laying quiet in bed at night and it's dark and you hear these tiny little noises, you can get very fearful. But it's the same noises in the daytime, but it just shows you how our body is and how our minds are more hyper at night, that we hear these things. Well, Lawrence doesn't, because he sleeps through anything. But, you know, that we got to start to recognize that there's nothing there to harm us at night that isn't there in the daytime. So whether it comes to storms, whether it comes to emotions or rain or jobs or family or our homes or our animals, or we just got to really learn to be obedient to walking by that spirit. That's the only way we will overcome and conquer fear. We don't have to be afraid of anything. And the more we allow ourselves to go down that road, then just like Job, we open up a door for the adversary to still kill and destroy. And so God's really encouraging us to walk by that spirit, to talk by that spirit, so that we are more in alignment and harmony with him than we are with the God of this world. You know, we don't want to be anywhere near that adversary. We want to have that straight, fine line where we're walking with God and he's infusing us with inner strength so that we can overcome any situation. You know, God has blessed us over and above. You know, and some people say, "Well, you know, I'm not too sure. I don't see where God's blessed us." But he is blessing you in the area that you need blessing right now. You know, some people say, "Well, I need money." But maybe they need food in the cupboard more than they need money. Or maybe people are, like Bambi, looking for a job. Well, God's not really blessing, but he is blessing you. You just got to look to the avenues that he's blessing you in, because every day we have something to be thankful for. You know, people sit back and, "Oh, worry me, oh, I couldn't do this, and oh, this is going on, and oh, that's going," and it's all doom and gloom. But if we took the focus off of that and put it onto the areas where God's blessing us, then we'll really start moving with power. You know, the adversary is just looking for that tiny little crack in the door to come in and just disrupt your whole day. But again, if we're like Job and we allow that, not to say that God's not going to bless you, because he will, but God can go over and above the more we stay focused on him and we stay in alignment and harmony with him. So, you know, when they were talking about this storm today, I said, well, you know, very rarely do the weatherman get it right. I said, and we can believe for better things. You know, they're starting to print up these signs about closing the shop if the weather's bad. How does that affect us? How does it affect the shop to close it because the weather's bad? Ridiculous. But, you know, it's just the way that people's minds just go totally out of bounds, and how they're trying to find every avenue to, you know, think that they're doing the better thing, but they're not. Only God knows what the best thing is. So we take everything to him in prayer. We've got to continue to be strong, like Lawrence shared, strong in that grace, the grace that has set us free. You know, it's God in Christ in us, and Jesus Christ died for us so that we can walk in that grace, so that we can stand strong. You know, there's no excuses anymore. You know, it's all done and dusted. Yeah, we can say, well, you know, I didn't feel like it today, or, oh, I had a bit of a tough day. You don't know what tough is. Unless you've been nailed to that tree, you don't know what tough is. You know, we all got boundaries, or we all got elements of where we can't take it anymore. But God says he'll never put you in a situation that you cannot handle. So we just have to hold on in there. You know, keep positive, keep looking to God, and he's the one that will reward you. And, you know, those things that we do in secret, God rewards us openly. You know, all he wants to do is bless us. And Bambi, you bless me every week. You have something great to share. God's doing mighty miracles in your life. You know, and if anybody's struggling right now, just need to take a look at Bambi's life, because what he does for one, he'll do for all of us, guys. You know, Madeline and Michael sharing tonight about, you know, that they're blessed. They have everything. They have a car on the drive. They have food in the cupboard. They have a roof. They're blessed, man. And that's what we got to confess, that we are blessed, that he has blessed us with not just the spiritual blessings, but the physical blessings, that he goes over and above for us. And all we have to do is be thankful. You know, thankful for the little things, and then he'll bless us with the bigger things. You know, we can't just continue to think that he's not doing what we're asking him to do. Because he meets our needs, not our greeds, our needs on a daily basis. You know, so we just look to him, we just continue to really be strong and understand that no matter which way we turn, God is always there. You know, and if we need help, he will bring someone into our surroundings, or he will bring what we need. Definitely. We don't have to fear, worry or doubt. But we just have to remember that he is going to bless us with what we need right now. Even if we don't see things happening, God's always at work in our lives. He's working in the background, you know, and so we just stay thankful. We keep moving and we keep trusting him. We're not a Job. We're not any five senses. We're not afraid of the dark. We're not afraid of the weather, because we trust in him, and he's the one that comes through, and he blesses us continuously. So, you know, I'm really thankful that tomorrow's going to be a great day. There isn't going to be these, I don't know, 100 mile an hour gales, and Bristol's going to come to a crashing halt, and we're going to have floods because we're right by the coast. We're going to have floods and, you know, power lines and all the rest. It's rubbish. I do not believe that. And I can't wait to tell you next week that the weatherman got it wrong yet again.
Amen.
Because the believers are praying.
Amen.
And when they pray, God goes to work. So God bless your hearts. Mwah. Oh, one more thing. Just while Lawrence was sharing, my son Carl, he'd taken my nieces out to McDonald's tonight with Maya. And they came back, the two girls, Erin's 10 today, and Eva's 11, Grace is 13 now, but they're so special. It's my brother's three girls. And they came back with a little Pandora charm that says Auntie on it for me. So really bless my heart, because I love those girls to bits. So he had his kids later on in life. So they said that when they pass their driving test, they're going to come and get Carl from his care home and take him out to McDonald's. So I'm killing myself. Anyway, I'll hand it back to Lawrence. Bless your hearts, guys.